Richie Blackmore playing a synthy high fly is designed by David Cockerell. Deep Purple, Sail Away. Here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
A future you're our boys and girls, and grown-ups too, are enlisting in the battle against forest fires.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
'Cause I'm Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
This week, the theme on our Tears of the Gods sound collage is a burning deep purple orb. As we feature Deep Purple's perfect 1974 album Burn and play every single song on it. We began that last set with a guitar played by Ritchie Blackmore, going through a multi-effects pedal designed by one of my circuit designing idols, David Cockerell, who's had his fingers on, well, his mind actually, designing so many circuits that, as I was speculating before, perhaps 15% of the music we play here at WMFO goes through some sort of signal processing unit that he designed. And it could be a lot higher. Rock and roll, grunge, classic rock. Yeah, Pink Floyd, Brian Eno, Kraftwerk, hip hop, rap, experimental. He's made contributions to all of those types of music with his circuit designing. So we began with Deep Purple and Sail Away, of course, from their 1974 Burn album. And then it was Georg Telemann as composer, his Suite for Orchestra in G minor, at the 1 minute and 3 seconds of it. And thanks going out to former WMFO DJ Alex Gomez for that station ID. Then it was The Orb with the LP version of Outlands and modern classical music from the Alfred Hitchcock film Psycho, The Murder. And we overlaid a excerpt from Chinatown 1974 movie with Faye Dunaway and Jack Nicholson. Want the truth about the woman who, well, her sister and her daughter were the same. That's what Jack Nicholson was getting to in that. And Deep Purple once again with Mistreated, followed by Beethoven and the Turkish March. And we concluded with The Orb and Toxygen, the 7-inch edit. Meanwhile, right now, we're listening to The Beatles. Actually, George Martin is the composer. This is The Yellow Submarine in Pepperland. In other news, I dug out 3 5-6 ounce radishes today and ate one all chopped up in my lunch salad. So I have now officially eaten vegetables from my garden in 8 months of the 12 in 2022. So we got one last set for you, and it's going to include some audio clips from the 1974 film Godfather 2 with Al Pacino and Lee Strasberg. And we're also going to have the Sonata for Four Hands by Polnick and an English folk song, Kemp's Jig for Lute. Also, The Orb with the 7-inch mix of Assassin and the original mix of Towers of Dub. Of course, two more Deep Purple songs to give you all of the 8 on the album. We're going to finish with John Lord apparently playing around with a new synthesizer he acquired for the Burn sessions, the final song, A200. But we are going to start off right now with You Fool No One. Pretty funky song here. Tears of the God Sound Collage and WMFO and Matt Ferg. Freeform Radio.
Thank you. If anything in this life is certain, if history's taught us anything, it says you can kill anyone.
Plasma. Perhaps some plasma would help.
Would you hand
quick
some plasma?
Before it's...
Would you hurry with the plasma for the
doctor? Never mind. Never mind.
Don't tell me.
It's too late. He's...
Not as dead as these cigarettes.
arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
These are wonderful things that we've achieved, and there's no limit to where we can go from here.
Yeah.
And thus ends Deep Purple's perfect 1974 album, Burn, with John Lord playing with some kind of a synthesizer on that song A200. We kicked off the set with You Fool No One by Deep Purple. And then it was Andres Scholl with Kemp's Jig for Lute from English Folk Songs and Lute Songs. Then one of our two featured artists, The Orb, with the original mix of Towers of Dub. And then a uncut but layered public service message from the Mennonite media on cutting and burning. Polank followed with Sonata for Four Hands. And then The Orb once again with a 7-inch mix of Assassin. And, well, you know the rest, A200. Meanwhile, this is Alison Brown with The Red Earth from Putumayo Presents, a World Instrumental Collection. Thanks so much to Chuck Yu for filling in last week with his cold turkey. And if you're still in a Thanksgiving mood, there's 6 days left to go to the WMFO archives and check out Chuck's Sonic Montage. Meanwhile, stay tuned for a repeat of some LFOD radio with Uncle Sam here on WMFO in Medford. Catch you next week, I expect. On WMFO. Yeah, in Medford, right?
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
LFO.